This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An unsettled weather pattern beginning today. Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson says some snow could begin falling by mid-morning for parts of central and northern El Paso County, as well as Teller County.
Cloudy skies and cool temperatures for your Tuesday afternoon. Combine that with a few scattered snow showers and it feels a bit like wintertime. We will see some heavier snow overnight into Wednesday morning, especially in the higher terrain across the Palmer Divide and up into Teller County. I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Chris will be rejoining us just moments away. The state health department says a Colorado Springs medical spa is the first site in Colorado to have COVID-19 vaccines seized due to possible storage problems. CDPHE says the seizure of over 3,000 doses of vaccine from the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic was a first for the state. Another 150 doses of vaccine had to be destroyed last week when the health department could not verify they had been handled properly. Anastasia Harder received her first vaccine dose at the Dr. MoMA clinic and now is in limbo.
Healthcare right now is just a mess, and I really don't want this to be a reason that people don't get the vaccine.
The state has canceled all vaccine appointments made at the clinic and has promised to contact those who receive vaccinations there if they need to get their shots again. A new VA vaccination site opened yesterday shortly after Congress gave the VA the go-ahead to give the vaccine to veterans, their spouses, and caregivers not eligible for VA health care. The site, located on East Pikes Peak Avenue, is open to walk-ins. Navy veteran Richard Christian received his second dose at the clinic yesterday.
I got it. So now I played a part of that cog now, part of that wheel that's getting us back.
The number of vaccines available for walk-ins is allocated each day, so if supplies run out, veterans will be offered an appointment for a later day. The VA strongly suggests registering for an appointment online.
Colorado Springs City Council held a work session Monday morning to address the nearly three dozen alleged illicit massage parlors operating throughout the area. City Councilman Tom Strand.
We want to be cautious about it, not jump into something new. But yes, I would definitely want to look at, you know, different ordinances that would help the police enforce the law.
The commander for the Springs Vice Unit said that they believe that there are roughly 35 illicit massage parlors open throughout the area.
A completely naked man was taken into custody last night in downtown Colorado Springs. Police were called to the area of Cimarron and Nevada just after 9 last night after the man reportedly caused a disturbance at a business there. Once he was safely inside a squad car, the man admitted to being on LSD. He was checked out on scene and taken to a local hospital for further evaluation.
The Teller County Sheriff's Office says the deputy was hospitalized after his vehicle was hit head-on by a driver who may have been intoxicated. Commander Greg Couch with the Teller County Sheriff's Office tweeted last night that the driver crossed over the median and hit the deputy's vehicle. The location of the crash and the name of the deputy, along with the other driver, have yet to be released. Both were taken to an area hospital. As of last check, they were in good condition. The wife of a man arrested following the discovery of homemade explosive devices in a southern Colorado town now facing charges herself. Details with KRDO's Josh Helmuth.
Leah Armijo was arrested last week on multiple charges, including assault and possession of explosives. According to arrest documents, Armijo helped write a note that was placed with an explosive device that went off at a Trinidad apartment building in February and injured one person. Jonathan Armijo is facing charges, including attempted murder and possession or use of an explosive in connection with the case. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Mainly cloudy skies and cool temperatures for your Tuesday afternoon. Expect numerous snow showers to develop this evening and overnight into Wednesday morning. Highs today in the mid-40s around Colorado Springs and the low 50s for the Pueblo area. Several inches of snow possible in the higher terrain to our west and up across the Palmer Divide. Very little accumulating snow in Pueblo or in Colorado Springs. Look for overnight lows to fall into the low 30s. And once again, cool Wednesday afternoon. Mostly cloudy and a high of 50 degrees for Colorado Springs, 58 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.